Mass. The introit, which is taken from the Book of Psalms, expresses the longings of the Church to behold her spouse, who has fled far from her. The faithful soul is possessed with the same desire. She unites in the prayer of our Holy Mother and says to Jesus, O hearken to the wish of my heart, and show me thy divine face. Introit. Hear, O Lord, my voice, with which I have cried out to thee, Alleluia. My heart hath said to thee, I have sought thy face. I will seek thy face, O Lord. Turn not thy face from me. Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Church, in the Collect, teaches us to ask of God that good will, which will render us worthy of seeing our Jesus, by making us zealous in the service of His divine majesty. Collect. O Almighty and Eternal God, inspire Thy servants with true devotion, and grant that we may serve Thy divine majesty with sincere hearts. A commemoration of the Ascension is added. Collect. Grant, we beseech Thee, O Almighty God, that we who believe that Thy only begotten Son, our Redeemer, ascended this day into heaven, may also dwell there in desire. Epistle. Lesson of the Epistle of St. Peter the Apostle, 1, Chapter 4. Dearly beloved, be prudent and watch in prayers, but before all things have a constant mutual charity among yourselves, for charity covereth a multitude of sins, using hospitality one towards another, without murmuring, as every man hath received grace, ministering the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the words of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the power which God administereth, that in all things God may be honored, through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Prince of the Apostles, who presided over the Holy Assembly that awaited in the Cenacle the descent of the Divine Spirit, here addresses us, who are in expectation of the same great gift, and recommends us to practice fraternal charity. This virtue, says he, covereth a multitude of sins. Could we make any better preparation for receiving the Holy Ghost? This Paraclete is coming that he may unite all men into one family. Let us, then, put an end to all our dissensions and prove ourselves to be members of the brotherhood established by the preaching of the gospel. During these days of our preparing to receive the promised Comforter, the Apostle bids us be prudent and watch in prayers. Let us follow his instruction. We must show our prudence by excluding everything that might be an obstacle to the Holy Ghost's entering our hearts. And as to prayer, it is the means which will open our hearts to him, that he may make them his own forever. The first of the two Alleluia versicles is taken from the Psalms and celebrates the majesty of Jesus upon his royal throne. The second is formed of the words of this same Savior, promising us that he will return at the end of the world, when he comes to gather together his elect. Alleluia, Alleluia! The Lord hath reigned over all nations. God sitteth upon his holy throne. Alleluia! I will not leave you orphans. I go, and I come to you, and your heart shall rejoice. Alleluia! Gospel. Sequel of the Holy Gospel according to John, chapters 15 and 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, when the Paraclete cometh, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceedeth from the Father, he shall give testimony of me, and you shall give testimony, because you are with me from the beginning. These things have I spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the hour cometh, that whosoever killeth you will think that he doth a service to God. And these things will they do to you, because they have not known the Father, nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the hour shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. Here we have our Jesus telling us the effects which the coming of the Holy Ghost will produce in our souls. These words were first addressed to the apostles at the Last Supper. He told them that the Paraclete would give testimony of him, that is, would instruct them upon his divinity, and teach them to be faithful to him, even so as to lay down their lives for him. A few moments before his ascension, Jesus again spoke to them concerning the Paraclete, and called him, quote, the power from on high, end quote, footnote, St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verse 49. Severe trials were awaiting these apostles. They would have to resist unto blood. Footnote, Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 4. Who would be their support? For of themselves, they were but weak men. The Holy Ghost, who was to abide with them. By him they would conquer, and the gospel would be preached to all nations. Now this Spirit of the Father and of the Son is about to descend upon us. And what is the object of his visit? But that of arming us for the combat, and strengthening us against the attacks of our enemies. As soon as this holy season of Easter is over, and we no longer have the celebration of its mysteries to enlighten and cheer us, we shall find ourselves at the old work of battling with the three enemies: the devil, who is angered by the graces we have received; the world, to which we must unfortunately return; and our passions, which, after this calm, will again awaken and molest us. If we be, quote, endued with the power from on high, end quote, we shall have nothing to fear. Let us therefore ardently desire to receive him. Let us prepare him a worthy reception. Let us use every endeavor to make him abide with us. And we shall gain the victory, as did the apostles. The offertory gives us the words of the psalmist, describing the glories of Jesus' ascension. Holy Church wishes to impress the thought of this triumph well upon us, that our hearts may be fixed on the dear country where our Jesus awaits us. Offertory. God ascended in triumph, and the Lord at the sound of the trumpet. Alleluia. While offering to God the bread and wine, which are soon to be changed into the body and blood of Christ, the Church, in the secret, prays that we may not only be made pure by our contact with these divine mysteries, but may also receive the vigor and energy which are so indispensably needed by every Christian. Secret. May these unspotted sacrifices purify us, O Lord, and invigorate our souls with heavenly grace. A commemoration is then made of the Ascension by the secret of the feast. Secret. Receive, O Lord, the offerings we make in memory of the glorious ascension of thy Son, and mercifully grant that we may both be delivered from present danger and arrive at everlasting life. The preface is that of the Ascension. The communion anthem is formed of the words addressed by Jesus to his eternal Father, after having instituted the sacrament of the Eucharist at the Last Supper. They show us what his wishes are in our regard. communion. Father, when I was with them, I kept those whom thou gavest me. Alleluia. Now I return to thee. I do not pray that thou mayest take them out of the world, but that thou wouldst keep them from evil. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thanksgiving is the Christian's first duty after receiving in Holy Communion the body and blood of Christ. The Church, which appreciates so much more perfectly than we can ever do the greatness of the favor thus bestowed on us, prays in her post-communion that we may ever be giving thanks to our divine benefactor. Post-communion. Grant, we beseech thee, O Lord, that we may be always thankful for the sacred gifts with which we have been filled.